And now we go to Ira Flatow, NPR's Ira Flatow, who's also been following this today. Ira, what kind of damage does a disaster like this cause to the institution of NASA, the space agency?
Well, NASA was already suffering a black eye financially about the cost of the International Space Station. But I think in this case, it all depends on whether the public feels that NASA and the other agencies that Larry talked about, the agencies investigating the disaster, whether they conduct really an objective investigation. If you remember when the Challenger disaster occurred in 1986, that Rogers Commission was created to investigate it. And critics contended that at the outset, it looked like the commission was really not going to get to the truth, that the fix was in, so to speak. But then a whistleblower and one of NASA's contractors, Morton Thiokol, emerged, and he talked about the fears that he and most likely the contractor itself had about the effects the cold weather would have on the rubber O-rings. And that fear was not relayed to NASA until he spoke up. And then following that discussion, everything changed and the whole truth came out. So we'll have to see how the public feels about the investigation.
Well, you said everything changed. Did NASA change?
I think NASA changed. I think we saw it, and Larry mentioned this at the news conference today, we did see a lot of information coming out, as if NASA knows already in advance, we better start telling the public everything we know and not give the impression that we're holding back anything. You never hear early on the exact details of a sensor or how many sensors and the exact timeline, and even the release of the last few seconds of the mission were immediate. So I think NASA realizes that this is something that has to go right from the beginning and to keep its credibility up by releasing everything it knows.
Impressed that they could know so much so very quickly.
Yeah, and it will take a while to know more.
Now, one other question. Tell me about the age of the shuttle and whether that could have been a factor here, or not. Let's not put it that way. Let's just talk about the age of the shuttle.
Well, this is the oldest shuttle. The Columbia was the first shuttle, and that's only a name because it was recently overhauled. And when they overhaul the shuttle, they take just about everything apart like a fine car. You take it apart, put all new parts, and put it back together again. And this was the 28th mission of the shuttle, but it is designed to go for 100. So even though it is flown, the first shuttle really in reality is a brand new shuttle. That doesn't rule out, though, the possibility that there was a major malfunction in one of the key components on board, which could have led to the disaster. And we won't know that until the investigations are done.
Ira, thanks for your help.